there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
This is 25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with the code BOBBYSPORTS. Because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void or prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, we are here. There has been a lot that has happened. We are currently on an airplane. So this is not our typical show where we have notes and we're prepared. We literally grabbed microphones and said we must talk about all the things that happened.
There's even a guy sitting between us right now on the airplane. Thank you to the airline for letting us.
Oh, I didn't use a joke. He's saying there's somebody in a middle seat.
Yeah. He's being cool. He's asleep, though, right now.
Okay. That's the dumbest thing ever.
He said he'll listen after.
Okay, well, let's start with... Well, let's do this first. You guys went to the Dallas Cowboys game?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing.
We're actually flying back from Dallas right now. We went to TCU for an upcoming episode of Too Much Access. But you guys went to the Cowboys game last night, and it was a run. I mean, it was over quickly.
Yeah, I'd say after the first quarter, it was kind of downhill.
Is that a fun game to go to?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it's stress-free, dude. Like, you know, you go to a good game, and you're like, oh, no, and oh, yeah. Like, I want to go watch the game, enjoy the scenery, have some drinks, eat some food. Like, and that's what we did, because we don't have to worry about the game.
That's your favorite scenario?
Oh, yeah. For the Cowboys, I wanted to be 70-0.
If I were to rank scenarios... Number one is I want it to be a really close game between two awesome teams that I win. That's scenario one. Holy crap, we have some good turbulence here while we're doing this.
Yeah, dude.
Holy, is this thing covered in a black box so this will still exist if we crash?
The audio recorder? Probably not. No.
It's in the cloud. We're in the clouds. It's in the cloud.
Oh, the pilot's pushing like buttons now to like...
Stop.
I swear to God.
Really?
He's pushing like buttons up to like even us out.
I'm not looking at that.
Oh,
I'm not looking at that.
Crap.
All right, hold on.
Oh, what sucks is I asked the pilot, I said, how's the weather on the way up there? And what did he say?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good. It should be no problem. Oh, my God. We are going through turbulence like crazy right now.
I don't like him. His button pushing.
Oh, I thought it was over.
And his throttle.
Eddie's put his seatbelt on. Okay. We're going to just keep talking. Holy moly. You ever seatbelt on, Mike? No.
Dude, ever since I was on that flight where if I didn't have my seatbelt on, I would have hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
I would have hit the ceiling.
Okay. We may have hit smooth air.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So, we're back.
Okay. Your best scenario.
Yeah.
Scenario number two is a runaway blowout win.
Okay.
That's two, though, to me. Scenario number three is you lose a close one. That's a great game. It's near number four is a blowout.
Yeah.
But I would rather win a close game where it's you're tense and tight and you come away with it. They just blow it out.
No, not for me.
Not if it's my team. Not for me, yesterday, I wish it was a tighter game because I'm not a true Cowboys fan, and I would like to see it. But as a fan, I'm with Eddie. A blowout all day.
You like the drama.
Yeah, and I like that moment at the end. It's like, oh, God. That's what I like. So give me a couple highs from the game.
Couple highs is they put us in a suite. So, well, the bad part about that is they said we're supposed to be in Jerry's suite again, which is awesome, but we got bumped.
For?
For the president of the United States, George W. Bush.
Oh, former president.
Former president.
Yeah. That and makes sense, though.
He was there, so they said that we got bumped. We got moved to a different suite, but, dude, so there were two Hall of Famers, Dallas Cowboy Hall of Famers, in there. Tony Casillas, he was in there. And
Jim Jefcoat. Ring of Honor?
Huh?
Ring of Honor, or are they Hall of Famers, like legit Hall of Famers?
Oh, no. I Ring of Honor. Okay. Yeah, Ring of Honor, and then just Cowboy Legends.
Got it. So you can't say Hall of Famers.
You're right. Super Bowl champs. Super Bowl champs.
There you go.
That's better.
Yes.
Tony Casillas was awesome.
He was really cool.
Yeah.
He was talking to us the whole time. Every time we scored, he'd give us a high five. It was that kind of thing.
Big guy?
Yeah. I mean, he's smaller than he used to be, of course. I think. But Jim Jefcoat? He's still humongous.
Yeah.
Humongous.
Yeah. He walked in the room, you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Well, I had a little bit of FOMO.
We missed you, dude.
Yeah, we wish you were there.
Thank you. So that's number one. What's number two?
Being on the field before. I think it's just cool to see players. Just love seeing the Cowboys, but it's kind of cool seeing the Giants, too. Like, you get to see Saquon. You get to see some of all the coaches that you see on TV all the time.
For me, Fox did the game. So Aaron Andrews, Greg Olson, they were right in front of us. They were hanging out. And I was like, yeah, this is cool. Kevin Burkhart.
Yeah.
They were hanging out with our guy that we know with the Cowboys. So it was cool.
Kevin geeked out when they came out.
Yeah.
The announcers?
Yeah.
The crew?
Yeah.
I knew Aaron Andrews a little bit on Dancing with the Stars. She was a collegiate athlete. So she's like super tall.
Yeah.
She may have been a swimmer or something.
Yeah.
And then... Who else? Who's doing the color?
Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olson.
Oh, Greg Olson.
Greg Olson's huge.
Humongous.
Yeah. He was tied in.
And he was nice. He was taking pictures with everyone.
Really?
Yeah. Tried to get a selfie with him, but he said no to me.
He said no to you? No, he didn't hear you.
No, he just didn't
hear
you.
I was
right behind the guy that got one with him, and then he was like, he just turned around and walked away. I was like, dang.
They act like Dak's going to freaking win the Heisman.
I know. Relax. It was the Giants. He did look good, though. I mean, he was throwing dimes. We got him a new nickname. Diamond Dak.
That's not a good
Diamond Dak. Come on, baby.
So I got his dime in.
Yeah.
Dak.
Yeah, dime in Dak.
All right, let's go over some of the big stories.
Okay,
it's stupid. Story number one, Jimbo Fisher out of Texas A&M.
Oof.
So they got to pay him is basically $75 million. Boy, that's a big check to write.
I'm not a coach or anything, but, like, I would love that.
you know what? I would rather coach and get my money than I'm getting paid to coach and win.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's a pretty nice pair of golden handcuffs, golden parachute, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And so from that $75 million to they're going to most likely pay another $10 to $20 million to buy somebody out of their contract.
Gosh.
They have to pay the assistant coaches the salaries that have been negotiated in that same contract. So it's over $110, $150 million deal.
How are they going to afford that?
Oil. That's really...
Alumni.
It's the boosters. It's all the really rich oil boosters who constantly donate. But
and it's crazy that they have that much money to donate to a school for their athletic program.
And there are still people going hungry in the same town they live in.
That's so bad.
It is. But it's also a football team, you know?
And it is America. Sports. Let's go.
Football in Texas. Come on now.
So, you know, Lanning, Elko, you could go through the list of coaches. They think it might be. Double thinks. I don't think it'll be Lanning. I think he loves being at Oregon. Also, they're now going over. They're going to play real competition in the Big Ten. So that's going to be fun. Why would you leave? If you love it up there, I wouldn't leave Oregon for Texas A&M.
No. I feel like it's got to be like a Michigan or a Bama or something like that to leave Oregon.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, you got to – that's more like a lateral.
Cristobal did leave Oregon to go to Miami.
Yeah, but it's alma mater, so.
So, an Elko at Duke.
Yeah.
And he was the defensive coordinator under Jimbo at A&M.
Oh.
So, he's one of the people they're talking about.
He's got his ties there.
You know, everybody.
Gruden. Lane Kiffin.
Gruden. And,
Gruden's forever been on every Southeast Conference. Every time there's an opening, Gruden's going to get
Urban Meyer?
So Kiffin is one they're talking about. Yes, Urban Meyer is one of them too.
Right.
But I kept hearing Urban Meyer to Michigan State, but that's not the Kansas coach went to Michigan State.
Oh, wow. Name. So there we go. It's open. Sup for Urban.
At A&M, though, I don't – oof.
What about any shot at Deion Prime?
No, his son can't transfer.
Mm.
His son's. So I guess unless one – and so they can't transfer with him, so I don't think he would leave next year.
Yeah, they would love that, though.
And I think he would stay just because his son's
too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, he has to.
And he could leave after next year, but I don't think so. So Jimbo's out of Texas A&M. Who knows who that coach will be? They may already have one by the time this is posted. That's story number one. I'm just going from memory here on these stories. Story number two. Well, at Arkansas, I think Sam Pittman's out.
Really?
I think he's out. If they haven't, I don't know for sure, but if they haven't fired him by the time this is posted, maybe there'll be something about the end of the season. He goes, I can't see it happening. It was a really brutal loss to Auburn. It was awful. Embarrassing.
Was it bad from the get-go?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
Did you guys score three?
I think we – I don't remember. I blocked it out.
It was 10.
Oh, they got a touchdown.
Trauma blocked it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So that was one of the big stories. Harbaugh.
Wasn't there.
So this is my theory. I know everybody's irritated or they're like, yeah. I just want to say if you're new to this show, I think this Michigan scandal is my favorite scandal ever because nobody got hurt. You got a guy who's like ride or die with Michigan. Stallion. You got a manifesto that nobody died. Usually when somebody's manifesto
yeah,
comes out,
it's not a
it's
good
because
thing.
Because somebody died.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so here's my half conspiracy theory that I haven't heard anyone say yet. And it may be so ridiculous that it is just so cockamamie you can just be like, you're an idiot. This is what I think happened. Obviously, the Big Ten wants Michigan to win a national championship. Obviously.
Sure.
So how do they get ahead of it while also not penalizing him to the fullest that would compromise a national championship? And I think that is by being in cahoots and going, hey, we're going to suspend you for 3 games, not from the whole team, just from the games. You got to be pissed off because it's the only, we're going to get ahead of it like we're reporting to the NCAA our own
sure.
violations so they don't kick you out of the playoff if you get in. So my,
and you serve your sentence before, get it out of the way. You've been punished. You are a new man. Now let's win. Let's win the whole thing.
My conspiracy theory is they're working together. They have to act mad, but realistically, they knew they could beat Penn State. The Ohio State game obviously is going to be a big deal, but you don't want to have to avoid a title. You don't want to have this be a humongous cloud, and it's flipping people a little bit to go, this is stupid. We're rooting for Michigan.
Yeah, it seems like it's going more that way now, right?
A little bit. A little more so than I think we thought it would. So, I mean, I can't get enough. Like, I eat Michigan all day, all night. It's hilarious. I think, though, that they knew it was coming. They're up for it. You know, they were petitioning to have a restraining order put on so they could go and be at the game. But they couldn't get it to go in time.
Yeah.
It just seems
so much drama.
It just seemed that this is the perfect punishment because it's goofy because he can still coach all week long and be with his team. He just can't ride on the plane. Like, okay, Mr. Harbaugh, if you can walk there and get there in time, you can coach. It's just like a weird punishment. Like, either punish him and don't let him coach at all or let him coach and deal with it later.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good theory.
I've not heard of any other punishment like this where they don't say the coach can't coach altogether.
Yeah, when they said that he could still coach during practice, you're like, then what's the point of all this?
Right. So I think this is like the least hardest thing they could do to them.
Yeah.
Right now.
So what's the point, though, of the players and the assistant coach who, like, filled his shoes? What's the point of all of them acting like he died and being like, this is for you, coach?
Well,
like,
first of all, they were like, bet. And then, yeah.
They're crying.
The game, yeah.
They're acting like literally he just died. Like, coach, we did this for you. And I love Jim Harbaugh. I will die for Jim Harbaugh.
But doesn't he
that is the man.
The culture, though?
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Is that real or is it part of the play?
Real.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's real.
Yeah.
I think he was crying after the game on TV when he was being interviewed.
He cried. He cursed. Like, yes. Like, dude.
The S word.
Hey, bro, you're on national TV.
Oh, he didn't care.
You didn't hear it?
No. I said he didn't care.
Oh no.
No, yeah.
He was like, "And these beeping guys, they're my family. I love it."
I think that was intentional. Him cursing like that. He's like, "Oh, I'm going off today."
Wow.
It also shows you though that somehow, some way, they believe, love the guy as weird, as hot as he runs. He has set the culture there.
Hey, so, and they're good, man.
They're good. Hey,
they made Penn State look like
they ran the ball like, I don't know, the number 26 times in a row, 27 times in a row.
Yeah.
And for sure they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Just to go, F you guys, we can just run it.
And
you
still
can't stop us. We're going to win. We don't need a bunch of coaching to just run the ball and be more physical and dominate. So that's fun. Yay, I love scandal.
Yeah,
it's scandal where nobody got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a fun scandal.
Yes. It's a fun, yes. And they're just getting ahead of the punishment. And I think it's a pretty good strategy if my crazy conspiracy theory is true.
Yeah, I think the theory is good. I was very one-dimensional about it. Like, oh, well, I guess it's just a lot of bad press. They got to, like, just suspend them. It was pretty simple. Like, well, I guess it's just a simple suspension.
Yeah, they had to do something, but yeah.
But no, I like that.
It's just, I think they would have kicked him out of the practices.
Yeah.
Because the other games he missed, he couldn't coach at all earlier this year.
No.
Because he was suspended for the games completely.
Yes.
Now, granted, it was against Alcorn State College of University.com, but that's why they do those for those first games.
Garcia State.
Yes.
Cambridge.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, we got Jimbo, we got Harbaugh. Let's talk about Josh Dobbs, because we're all through the NFL games, too.
Let's go, baby.
Because I know you got the Cowboys game.
No,
we were talking about how hard that is. When you go to a game, it's like it's a whole day deal. It was a 3 o'clock game, but, I mean, we got there at noon to get our tickets and then walk around and all that stuff. By then, dude, I didn't watch any football.
Well, I watched every game because I was at home. You guys can pretty much ask me about whatever in a minute, but Josh Dobbs, legit. Just legit, like you root for him. He was all over the place and making throws on the run.
I did see one play where he scrambled, broke like 3 tackles and ran for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was very what Deshaun Watson used to do, because he was throwing well and he was also moving around. But Deshaun Watson also played pretty good yesterday,
yeah,
which is wild. But yeah, Dobbs and the Vikings, man, they would get the 7th seed right now. They'd be in the playoffs over the Bengals and the Bills.
That's crazy.
Dobbs,
Minnesota's NFC.
Yeah.
NFC.
Okay, wait. So let me flip that. The Texans would get the 7th seed over the Bengals and the Bills. Minnesota, I think, would get the 7th seed in the NFC. I'm just going from memory because we didn't prepare any notes. We just grabbed the microphone.
Okay, and the Texans, they played Washington?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about
that. Yeah, how was that? What was that game?
Cincinnati.
No, they played Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. I'm sorry. Washington, I want to talk about that game, too.
Okay, so let me do this. I'll do the spot where we'll do all the NFL games.
Yes, okay.
Okay. 25 Whistles presented by Draft. Oh, I lost the freaking parlay. God dang. I didn't even know it until I started doing this. I did know it. I didn't think about it, though.
That was priceless. Your reaction right
25
now.
25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code Bobby Sports. Get in on the action. Guys, it might be 3 months that we haven't hit a parlay.
It's not good.
Well, week two, maybe?
I don't know. Oklahoma State, money line over UCF, lost. UCF whooped that butt.
Yeah.
Not like UCF. I just didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Tennessee lost to Missouri because Missouri whooped that butt. Didn't expect that one. Washington won. I had the money. Whatever. Who cares? I lost. I'm a loser. If you want to take a $25 parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. All right, let me look at the NFL slate here, and I will give you guys thoughts on each game. All right, Panthers and Bears.
Oh, we saw that one. That was a Thursday game. Yeah, we saw that one.
That's a pretty crappy game.
Yeesh.
Although I did bet the Bears by 2.5. I think it was 2.5, and I won.
I thought you took the Panthers that game.
That was last week. Panthers and Colts.
Oh, okay.
What?
No, you're talking about the bet, or are you talking about the pick'ems? Oh, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, a whole different thing, right?
We're not there yet. Yeah, NFL. Okay, so let's move off that. Colts and Patriots, terrible game.
Oh, maybe gosh.
Maybe the worst game I've ever seen in my life.
So bad.
Maybe the worst. Texans and Bengals. Here's the thing about C.J. Stroud. I'm now convinced he's awesome. It took me a while. I watched almost that whole game. When he threw it, you just felt like he was throwing it to somebody that was going to catch it, and that it was thrown for a reason. It was a purposeful pass. There's about to be a completion.
That's always good.
I'm so upset I missed that game more than any other game that day.
You were at the Cowboys game. Shut up.
He said that he missed. He didn't say he'd rather be.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'd rather stop.
So, Texans and the Bengals are playing. The Bengals get the lead. It's back. Now they're throwing intercept. Crazy, right? Burrow makes a little run. And then Stroud drives him down for a game-winning field goal at the end of the game.
That's amazing.
He's for sure Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, no doubt about it. And because they're the 7th seed now in the playoffs, according to my research, which is just in my head, if they make the playoffs, if they win another, what do they have? They win another 3 games. I mean, he could be in the conversation for MVP, which is wild. I don't think he'll win it. I think he's already on the edge of the conversation now.
Yeah.
But he could literally be a factor, which is crazy for a rookie quarterback.
Insane.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, good for him. That was good. Packers and Steelers. It's a boring game.
Yeah?
Boring game.
Steelers won that.
Steelers won 23-19. It's a boring game. Didn't even – I watched some of it. Whatever. It didn't matter. Let's see. Jets and Raiders. Terrible game. You guys watch any of that one?
That was the night.
We went out for a little bit after the game.
We watched some of that.
Not much.
All right, let's go. The Bucs beat the Titans. Baker played pretty well, threw for almost 300, 2 touchdowns.
How did Mr. Titan do?
They only scored like 9, 6
really?
Points, so no touchdowns.
Okay, so your boy Levis.
Is Baker.
Maybe not franchise. No, you called Levis franchise quarterback.
Yet he still is, but okay. Baker is dynasty mode.
Oh, you're your Baker.
That's
dude.
My dude.
You're a Baker guy.
It's a Baker show.
Yeah.
49ers. Thumped the Jaguars.
At full strength. They're back.
Hardy, back. Debo played
Debo
well.
Back. Yeah. Williams back.
Chase Young. Huh? He had a sack, I think. Chase Young.
Gosh, I forgot he's on that team. Thanks
also,
for reminding me.
They tried to give McCaffrey. At the end of the game, they were up 34-3. McCaffrey had scored a touchdown in, I think, 18 straight games. So that was the record.
Yeah.
Tied for the record. So they tried to. They were throwing the ball up 34-3 inside the 20. Trying to get him. They just kept trying to throw him the ball to get that 19th touchdown.
Did he get it?
No.
Oh.
Which was fun to see, and I think everybody respected it too. Nobody felt like, they're running up score, those dukes. It was fun.
Yeah.
But
they rooted for him.
But also the Jaguars knew, so they were like double covering him.
Yeah.
But Jaguars did not look good.
Really?
It was not a good game if you're a Jags guy like I am. You know, maybe I'm
like
a Jag guy.
Bigger guy.
Hey,
bigger Jag guy.
Maybe I'm going to jag off instead of jag on.
Okay.
I'm still jag on. You know what? I'm still a jag on.
Good. That's much better.
I'm not jagging off.
Okay.
I'm still jagging on.
Still got some time on this flight, so.
Are you guys jagging off yet?
No, I'm jagging on.
Okay. I'm jag on.
Yeah. Did we invent jag on and jag off?
Please.
Yes.
Have we invented that?
Yes.
Okay.
Patent it.
Kyler Murray, big.
Kyler Murray back.
set up a field goal. That game was not a good game. I watched like two-thirds of it. Everybody sucks.
A friend of mine said Kyler looked like an infant.
A small child running around.
Chasing a lollipop?
Yeah, I think everybody got a couple inches bigger since he was hurt. He's either shrunk or is the same size.
All right.
Lions and Chargers was a really good offensive game.
Yeah.
They were going back and forth.
Lions win that one?
Lions did win 41-38. So how do we feel about Herbert? I still, like, he looked great, but it's like, you got to win some games.
Yeah, what's missing? It's
probably Staley.
Right? That's got to be it. But that's, what, his second coach already?
There were guys in this Lions, in the Chargers secondary, they would just leave guys wide open. I don't know what was happening. It was broken. Mm. Their defensive play calling was broken. He's a defensive coach. Cowboys beat the 49ers pretty bad.
The Giants. I wish.
Sorry, the Giants.
Someday we'll beat the 49ers really bad. Ooh, save that clip, please.
Wow.
That was, what do you call it?
Well, I didn't mean to
deja
manifest
vu?
It.
No.
Maybe it was me.
Huh? Freudian slip. That's what that was.
Nah. Maybe it was inadvertent psychic prediction.
Let's go. I'll take it.
Yeah, Cowboys with the Giants 49-17. Finally, the
Diamond Dak looked
Seahawks
good on that game.
Commanders. Seahawks hit a field goal.
What was that game? Was
yeah.
What?
I didn't watch a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I didn't watch a lot of it. It's a boring game.
Okay.
Okay, that's all NFL.
Do we talk about the Browns and Ravens or no?
Oh, that game sucked.
Oh, yeah. Ravens blew it again, man.
The Ravens were up 4. Why can't the Ravens close the door
No, they've been doing it. They've been doing it because we were talking about them not being able to close doors, and then they were killing.
There's a difference in winning a game and shutting somebody down once they start to, like, peep their head back up.
Yeah.
The Browns kept peeping their head back up. It was like 31-17.
Like a whack-a-mole?
In that freaking mole. Back over here. Back over there. So, man, just when the Ravens were auto AFC champs.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
It's the NFL, baby.
But nobody's hurt. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
If Lamar's healthy, we good. But it's a good week. I wanted my eliminator.
Good.
You know,
so how much, I mean, where were you at in that?
So it started off with like 10,000 teams.
Yeah.
There's like $1 million in it. There's like 800 teams left.
Oh, wow, that's still a lot.
10,000.
That's still a lot of people, though.
Dang, who'd you choose this weekend?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go.
I haven't picked them yet. So
this is a good one.
I need to look at my next one to see who I have next week.
Man, you got
to
be running low.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. It's starting to get a little low.
Have you used the Texans yet? Because it's a good time for that.
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a good time?
I think so. I mean, because they are better than everyone thought. I don't think anyone.
I don't trust them, though, unless I have to trust them.
Well, you're running out of teams, bud.
Because as soon as you think that they're going to be this good, then
no, what I'm saying, like, he's running out of teams. He's going to have – I mean,
pull it up in a second and tell you what's up.
Hey, and I want to say I'm proud of you for trying a 15-gamer this week.
I did try a 15-gamer, and it hit the first 8 games.
Dang.
Killed it for me. And then I ended up losing another one later. But
you only lost 2 out of the 15?
I think so. I stopped looking, but I think that is the 2.
What was the winnings? Do you remember?
It was like $50 for like $4,000 or something.
That's nice. Anyway,
I'm not even sure where I am on my gambling right now. Because I had a bad... I forget which game it was, and I was just piling on. It got real ugly. I might be in the hole again.
Really?
I don't know.
You kept chasing?
Let me pick the game I think it was. It was the Arkansas game.
Oh. And you were getting really good odds, and you kept just...
I was
piling,
like, for sure
piling.
I'm not going to lose by 30.
Yeah.
For sure I'm not going to lose by 80. We kept losing.
Now, when do you turn that game off?
I didn't. I watched the whole game.
The whole game. What? Dang.
I'll suffer with it.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
Do you turn the games off?
You're getting the
Niners and Cowboys earlier this year.
The only one I turned off was Niners Cowboys.
Okay.
That's the first time I've ever done that, though.
I make myself. I want to feel punished. So I punch myself.
And you're right. If they can't leave the field, you shouldn't leave the
TV.
That's
right. Michigan whooped Penn State. Alabama whooped Kentucky. Milroy had 6 touchdowns. He's definitely in Heisman talk. Florida State beat Miami, but Miami was pushing at the end. Didn't win it.
That was my parlay buster.
Was it?
15-gamer, man. No, my 15-gamer was Penn State. That was my buster. This was my 9-gamer.
You went 14 out of 15?
Yeah, 14 out of 15, and then 8 out of 9, Florida State being my bust. That one would have paid me $8,000. A dollar to win $8,000?
That's crazy, man.
Ugh.
Washington beat Utah a little closer than we thought. I couldn't believe Missouri whooped Tennessee like they did.
It was just like
yeah.
The game started. You're like, oh, wow, Missouri's playing them really well for a second. Oh, a quarter. Oh, a half. Oh, God, it's over. It's
whooped
bad.
Whooped
them. It was brutal. Georgia stuck it to Ole Miss. Ohio State stuck it to Michigan State. Michigan State's got a new head coach.
Yeah, they're broken over there.
Texas barely beat TCU. TCU had a comeback.
What a good game, dude.
I really wish selfishly that TCU would have won that game.
Yep.
Because we just left TCU. But I'll say their head coach, Sonny Dykes, who we spent half an hour with just talking to.
Is awesome.
He was in I wouldn't say a great mood because of the game, but like he was like down and chilling.
Yeah.
Just talking. He was having, you know, with us.
Yeah.
Like a normal dude. I really expected him to kind of be sad. Like he's crying. We walk in. It's okay, coach.
We're just, what do you call it? When you like, is it?
Consoling
him? Yeah. It's all right, coach.
Oregon beat USC 36-27. Bo Nix had 4 touchdown passes. So there's that. I want to talk about DraftKings for a second. We'll come back and check our data. See who won the. Yeah. We'll do promises and see, because I don't even know who I promised. And then we'll do our data and see of all the NFL games who scored the best. Okay, so now it's pretenders. Now it's contenders. We're more than halfway through the NFL season. DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Let's go get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet $5 on anything. Get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 and up, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Reed, who was your promise? Do you remember?
He had the Cowboys.
Oh, so Cowboys hit.
Yeah.
Thomas May.
Oh, yeah.
Who else had the Cowboys?
Just me and him.
Okay. Who'd you have?
I had the Tennessee Vols. They lost. I lost.
Oh, so you get $10.
They lost. You
promise.
Lost.
They broke my promise.
$10 and they broke my promise. Who did I have?
You had the Running Rebels. UNLV.
Let's go.
Oh, dude, that was awesome.
I won some good money on that game. I watched the whole
thing.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
They've been pretty good, right?
Yeah. It was good. They played at UTEP, if I'm going by memory.
Yeah, man. El Paso.
Wyoming.
That is a good one. Dang. So only you owe $10?
Only I owe $10. So far, yes. So far.
so far. Now we all did our football.
Oh.
We picked every game, not against a spread, straight up.
Yeesh.
So whoever did the worst has to pay $10 in.
That might be me, so I think.
Only Kevin knows. Kevin, who did the best?
The best. We had a tie.
Okay.
At the top. Between Reed.
Oh.
And myself.
Oh.
Oh, no. It's me. Let me get my wallet.
We had 7 each.
Out of
12?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That just tells you that's almost 50.
That's good, dude.
Well, no, it's. I mean, that's not even the spread. That's
no,
just
no,
straight.
I know. Just pick them.
That's
know.
How the NFL. How crazy.
Yeah,
it
dude.
Is.
Yeah.
So don't say who yet, but the worst person got how many right?
5.
Okay, so somebody got 6, somebody got 5.
Huh.
It's me. I got the five.
We're basically the same anyway.
I know, dude. But I remember just looking at the scores yesterday and being like, this is definitely me. I didn't get it.
But again, I would have only been one more than you, or you'd only been one more than me, yeah. So I'd felt the same way. It could have been me, too.
And I wonder what game that was.
Yeah. I can say, I mean, there was one game where Bobby was the only one that picked it.
Which one was
and
that?
And one game that you only picked it.
Okay.
So that was a separator.
Okay.
So the only one that you picked, Bobby, was the Cardinals.
Yeah.
The only one that you picked was the Vikings.
Oh.
So you both were alive there.
Okay.
All right. Who finished in last place?
But in last place.
Give my wallet.
Is Eddie.
Yeah, give my wallet. That's terrible.
So into the broken promises jar.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
$10 from Kevin.
Yep.
$10 from Eddie.
Mm.
Sorry, buddies.
That's all right, man.
I like that, though. That's fun.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, though. I did make some money on DraftKings because I bet the Cowboys. I put in $100. I didn't tell my wife yet. And I'm not going to tell my wife yet. What I'm going to do is just take the money back, put it back in my account. It was never gone.
So you can put the money back in.
It was a loan.
Yeah. I deposited $2,500 back into my account.
Good.
And then I lost a bunch, but I didn't put any more back in. What we might do is, when we're done here, you go through mine. How long does that take?
Depends how many times you click.
Yeah, it depends on how many. But when you're in California, 5 minutes. When you're in Tennessee, 15.
Okay, so what we can do is
when you're
end
home.
The show and then come back and give an update on mine. Want to do that?
Yeah.
Am I forgetting any other stories? Because so much happened. Deshaun Watson looked good. First time. Dobbs. Harbaugh,
no.
Michigan State, Arkansas.
Jimbo Fisher.
I watched Caitlin Clark play. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, she's just chunking them and just drilling them. It's crazy. It, to the point where one of my friends texted me and goes, you got to put on the Iowa basketball game.
Really?
I was like, really? I said, men or women? Yeah. Women.
It's all right. Let's do it.
It's crazy to watch her just cut. She scored like 40 points.
That's cool.
It's wild. All right. So we're going to end the show here. Except we'll probably come back and do my update because I'm also curious. Eddie, anything you want to say?
No, man. That's it. Just go Cowboys, dude. It was a great experience again. I love it. I'm starting to feel bad, though, a little bit. Like, I've been blessed with an awesome life as far as, like, access and going to these schools and being on the field for the Cowboys. And I feel like I need to turn it around. I'm like, I need to start bringing my kids.
Well,
I need to start, like, opening stuff up to my kids a little
hold
bit.
Hold on. No.
Because what do you mean?
The person that's opening it up for you is me.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, I need a next
for
time.
For example,
next
the
time
Cowboys,
we're in Dallas, I need to take my kids to a Cowboys game.
For example, the Cowboys, I said, hey, can we get tickets?
Yeah.
To the game. And I didn't tell them I wasn't coming.
Right.
Because I wanted you guys to get what they would have given me.
Right.
Which is a pretty cool move on my part.
That's very cool.
Thank you
for doing that.
Paid for all your hotels for a night.
Hey, Bones, thank you for doing
which
that.
Thank you.
Didn't have to do.
Yes.
And then we went into the school and did the thing. So if you want to thank somebody for access, I'm right here.
Hey, Bones. Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
thank
it.
You, for
don't
all
have
that
to say that. You don't have to say that, but thank you. So you're saying you want to take your kids with your access.
Just like, you know, I don't know, once in a while, like be like, you know what?
So with money, you want to pay for something for them.
Yeah, like I want to take them to a Cowboys game. Like I've already gone to 2 Cowboys games in 2 years. And, like, had a great time. Now I'm like, all right, I've already done it.
Okay, so you don't want to go next time we go.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I heard that.
Yeah. Kevin, final thought.
Mine is that the Patriots are really bad.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The Cowboys, that was a fun experience. So
are you a fan?
For doing that. No, I wouldn't say I'm a fan yet.
Yet. I like
but
it.
They have a special place in my heart.
That's about how I feel, too.
Yeah.
And I do have a future on them. But that future I have on the Cowboys doesn't pay me out more than I bet right now. My future on Baltimore does by $6.
Ooh, $6.
And then my future on one other team does by like $3. Because I have one on Baltimore, I have with the Cowboys, I have one more.
Which one did you send to me? You sent me one.
Baltimore.
And I said,
like,
do it.
Cash out.
Do
$6. Because I bet like $250 and it's a cash out for $256.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who have that third. We have a show, Saints one.
We have the Saints one, yeah.
Which, by the way, Jameis Winston came in for Derek Carr.
Oh,
Derek
he did?
Carr got hurt. Chunking interceptions.
Oh, gosh.
And he had to throw deep, but like three drives, and just chunking.
Is that the mentality of like, hey, man, I don't get a lot of playing time.
That's how Jameis always was. That's how Jameis always was, though. He was always like, watch this, and throw a touchdown, throw a pick.
Yeah.
30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah. All right,
that's it. We'll be back in a second, but that's the end of the show for now. An encore possibly coming up after this. Thank you, DraftKings. Please follow us on social media at 25 Whistles, and that's it for the show. All right, we're back. We're off the airplane. We are I'm at my house. Mike D is here. I'm on Zoom right now, but I didn't want to leave you guys all blue-balled. Not even that I think people will care that much, but I hate this segment, by the way, because it puts so much pressure on me. I like it because I'm at least being honest about what I'm betting and how I'm doing. And some of these guys that get on like, you got to bet this. I'm killing it. I do feel like I'm not that person. So that's good. But then when I start losing, I just start to get embarrassed. I don't like the added shame to this segment. And it's mostly two bets that have sunk me all year. However, okay, here we go. Let's do the weekly recap. NFL bets. I made 17 bets. I wagered $3,770 NFL-wise. I made $4,871 for a plus $1,101. That's, we like that one.
Good.
However.
Oh, no. However is not good.
I hate it. However, this week, NCAA bets. 22 total bets. Total wagered $4,788. Total $3,558 for a minus $1,230. Overall, I wagered 85. Overall, I got back 84. Total loss of $129 for the week. Now, that being said, if I just hadn't been piling on Arkansas, I'd be a huge winner. I think I lost $3,000 in the Arkansas game.
Oh, my gosh.
Not at once, because it just kept going, surely they're not going to get beat by 50. Surely they're not going to beat by 700. It was awful.
That in the past?
Yeah, but sometimes it works.
Does it?
It has before. It has in a while, but sometimes it works. So here we go. Total season bets this year, NFL and college, 324 bets. Total wagered $53,707. Winnings, I'm basically where I was last. I've climbed out of a hole a bit, but I'm still at minus $2,500. And it's mostly the 49ers and Arkansas. Those two bets.
Where you did the same thing.
What's up?
We did the same thing of chasing it. Like, surely it's not going to go the other way.
I know. So, okay, that's where I am. I'm negative 2,500. It's fine. Over the week, I only lost 120 bucks. But, so much of that was at the Arkansas game. It hit big on UNLV. So, that's it. Now, this is the end of the show. Anything you'd like to add, Mike?
I just love the transparency. It's so great.
I hate it. It makes me uncomfortable. The amount of money makes me uncomfortable. Winning and losing. I just feel shame, makes me uncomfortable, but you're right. It's transparency, and I'm trying to do that. So there we go. All right. Thank you, guys. Later on this week, we'll have on the BYU head coach. That'd be super cool. He was awesome. And a couple players from BYU. And our new episode of BYU Too Much Access is up. Just go over to my socials, Mr. Bobby Jones. All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you later on this week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.